What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Couple of things here. One, I'm a better person.
I'm starting to test that theory with myself personally. I'm working on it,
though. I'm a better person than I was.
How many months ago or how many years ago?
Just date it back to the moment I started dating Katie. Mm. It's made me a better person.
In what way?
Well, I don't get as angry as I used to, quickly as I used to. We had a lengthy discussion about some things that were said yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I'm very calmly going to draw back on that conversation and issue some unsolicited advice for people. Mm. Don't go on your radio show and talk about another radio show and go, I'll do it. I'm not scared.
What?
And not say their name.
That was crazy. I'm not scared. Other radio stations.
Don't do that. You can say it. Stick your chest out and say D'Lo and KC.
Yeah.
And I'll respect that. But don't tell the handful of people listening that you're not scared.
Oh, handful. Oh,
no, yeah, he said that correctly.
Yep. Woo.
He didn't stutter.
And then get timid. Don't do that. You wanted to make a point? You wanted to tussle with the big boy? Okay.
Yeah.
Do it. But do it. Mm. Don't dip your toe in the water, bro.
Can we run this back for me? Because I'm lost.
Someone, as The Undertaker used to say, someone's trying to get famous.
Mm. That's really what it is.
And they wanted to invoke some feelings that D'Lo and Casey had about the A's and baseball in this market and baseball in general. And mm-hmm. He seemed to have a pretty in-depth knowledge of what we did on this show. And KC shared the clip with me, and all I said was, okay, that's...
Oh, he was like Q in Deer and Fox.
He was like who?
Like where that guy Q sent the Deer and Fox.
Oh, sure. Yeah, like that. And all I said was, I wake up in the morning and I listen to Katie for 4 hours. I listen to the insiders until we walk in the door. I don't know what he does. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he talks about. I don't know what his opinion is, but he seems to have really intimate knowledge of what we do each day. And so I thanked him for listening and told him that his big thing was, you guys are all about Sacramento. You're all about Sacramento. You're not about baseball. You're about Sacramento. I'm like, that's the worst thing you could say about us. That's all right. Because you're 100% correct.
Yeah.
This is our city. We didn't get thrown out of another one to get
right.
here.
Right.
We didn't get future endeavored.
Right. Oh, wow.
This is where we're from.
Right.
Oh, wow.
This is what we do.
The future endeavored.
And the model over there, despite the fact they've been in existence since the beginning of goddamn time, is what we're doing. Mm. So that...
And
now you're caught up.
And that, and that's, you said it perfectly. That's the
but
thing.
It's centered on baseball. That's why Kenny made the joke about, well, we don't know.
We don't talk. We don't know baseball. We don't talk about
despite
baseball.
The fact this man has seven games running throughout the course of our 4-hour show.
Pirates, I guess this man don't know baseball. And, with the ninth
he watches games that no human being other than a family member should have any business watching.
Yo, I respect that. I need the MLB TV. Yeah, I need. I'm going to subscribe.
Well, you're one of. Yeah, Pirate, you're I'm definitely like one of them baseball
yeah, yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pirates Cubs just finished up. Pirates beat the Cubs 3-2 after a ninth inning home run.
There you go.
Shout out to them. You know, I guess so. The Cubs, they can't catch the Brewers. The Brewers might be the best team in baseball.
Can I tell you my favorite part of this interaction when we walked back in, TK? Was my nephew clearly the Giants came up. My nephew clearly said,
but I liked him when I met him. No, I have to dislike him now?
The Giants are trash. And Kenny goes, well, who are you a fan of? And then he promptly sees the Giants hat. And he goes, oh, yeah.
And look, I'm not even wearing a Giants hat.
Yeah, right. Yeah, who's the real Giants fan?
Look, I'm Giants. I'm always going to beat Giants.
I don't know. My man all got right? the Giants hat. I'm
always going to beat Giants.
And can we salute my nephew for his greatest trait? This man was born and raised in the Bay Area. Does not like the Golden State Warriors.
Let's go.
Does Let's not go. Like
Come on, big it's a shame, the our
Golden
dubs.
State
That's
Warriors.
What I'm talking
shame.
About.
Sorry, TK.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, it's our dubs. But
it's
yeah.
our dubs. Lifelong dubs yeah. fan.
Never That's never has been. Yeah. Never been a Warriors fan. Celtics fan, Kings fan, never a Warriors fan.
Man. That's
He saw that 2016 right. KD pickup and said, I just can't do it anymore. Bro.
I was too spoiled growing up. All I knew was winning.
Bro, I've told you this story before. This kid.
Got to get it from the mud.
Between the 49ers, the Giants,
yeah, he was,
and the Warriors.
He was living good.
As a kid, he didn't know what it was. Again, he didn't rep the Warriors, but he didn't know what it was like losing.
Yeah, he,
not at all.
He was living
He
good.
Ain't felt the hurt.
He hadn't felt the hurt. TK, to your boy's a shock jock though. That's really what that was. I was like, yo, what's going on? Because I've talked to my man a couple times.
I thought it was all good. Summer league for the first time. He seemed really nice.
I thought it was all good, but he is shock jock. He'll say anything.
But listen,
he'll say anything.
If we got you guys going against the greatest player in the WNBA for me, I don't care. You know, it's D'Lo and Casey forever.
We're going to work that out too, Tristan. We're going to work that out. I'm going to talk to Asia. I'm going to sit down, like I said, at the win. All three of us, we're going to sit down. We're going to figure this out.
I love Asia.
You know, she's got to understand. She's got to understand. This
Asia.
Is TK and Asia.
I didn't even make the
Aces
post
for
either.
Life. So let's work this out.
I wasn't even the one who wrote the post.
That's crazy.
It's the Aces have had a weird season, and she's probably just trying to figure out how to deal with it. Taking it out on Trista and the Daily W. If you're not a follower over there yet on Instagram, go check it out. What are we up
well,
to
now
over
she's
there?
Taking out on the
I
W.
Think it's 15,000.
Man, that's crazy.
Something like that.
That is you incredible.
I don't think I follow.
That is absolutely incredible.
If you guys aren't following the Daily W Sports on Instagram, please do me a favor in the chatty house and go there right now, and consume our content and subscribe, download.
What's the handle? Is it The Daily?
Yes.
The Daily.
Before we get back to the Kuminga Warriors thing I was mentioning, happy would be 40th birthday to Nipsey Hussle.
Man, Nip, man. Neighborhood Nip, man.
Yes,
Come
indeed.
On now.
Yes, indeed. We talked earlier about the situation, about there was a report that the Warriors attempted to acquire Bobby Portis with a Jonathan Kuminga trade, working with Milwaukee and all of that, and Milwaukee politely declined. And... We're of the belief at this point, barring a drastic change, and I think it would be drastic. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Kuminga is either going to play for $8 million for the Golden State Warriors, he's going to play for the qualifying offer, or he's going to play for the Sacramento Kings, because it doesn't appear that there's a large market out there. Of course, there's one for Phoenix has an offer out there for him, but this is also predicated on Jonathan Kuminga's willingness to go play there. Like he has. At least in terms of a sign and trade situation, he does have like some amount of control in all of this. Mm-hmm. I would love to ask Mike Dunleavy or Joe Lacob and Steve Kerr, whoever is behind, you know, this overall thing, what the hell did you expect? You have spent the last year and change diminishing this man. We'll take all that out of it. You've spent the last year and some change diminishing this player. And now you're out here on the market like, hey, look what we got. We want a $21 million trade chip. Why the F would we give you a $21 million trade chip when you'll tell everybody in existence that he doesn't do what he's supposed to? He's goofing around with the trophy. He's not following plays. He's pissing off Steph Curry. He's upsetting all of these different people. Why in the world would anyone go after this last year, go, yeah, no, I want that. You guys have diminished this man. You've diminished this young man for over a year. And now you're looking around the league like, hey, give us Bobby Portis, a guy who's respected in your locker room, who we think your star players like. Gives us him. Hey, this is a nice young piece. No. No. No, we want a $21 million trade chip. We want a $25 million. That's what we want. Mm-hmm. You take this player, this young player, the same young player that you've trashed for the last 12 months. What did you expect?
Not just externally.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
By their actions, but also to anyone who could listen internally to bring his market down. I don't know why they continue to think that you can say, air his dirty laundry out. I
don't get it.
And then, and Steve Kerr say, when we've got this player on the floor, this player on the floor, this player on the floor, he just doesn't fit, and that seems to be everyone, unless they're hurt, and then he gets time. And oh, we just don't really want to give him what he wants, whether that's money, whether that's playing time, et cetera. And there's a feud where they're going back and forth between The Athletic, Jonathan Kaminga's talking about Steve, Steve's talking about JK. And then it's like, well, I love JK. It's like, well, you're talking about JK like I'm talking about Milwaukee. You know? It doesn't sound like you like. Yeah, it sounds like you don't really like JK that much.
Man, I really, to be honest with you, and maybe you guys have seen differently, I don't even feel like they've done that. I think when they talk about JK, they always talk about it as, yeah, we want to sign him so we can trade him. They don't even talk. They're not even like smoozing up to him like, nah, we really love him. And I think it's something that we could work out and we want him here long term. It's like, nah, we want him to sign this so we can trade him. Like, that's always what it is. They don't even play that part of the game right. So you want me to do something to help you trade me? No, I just want to leave right now. Mm-hmm. I want to move on right now. And if you can't make that happen, fine. Sign the $8 million qualifying offer, and then I won't have to deal with you guys ever again.
And if he signs that $8 million, do you think that Jonathan Kuminga has the ability or the gumption to just not show up?
If I could keep my money, I would. I'd handle it that way.
Or just be like Cam Reddish at the end of the bench.
For abdominal strain?
Yeah, mm-hmm. For the New York Knicks, just indefinite abdominal strain, put the Beats by Dre's on, and then just chill.
You know what you do? Hey, Doc, I think I got that Porzingis thing.
Oh, no.
I can't. Doc, I tried to run, and
just doesn't feel right.
I can't
right.
breathe. Like, Doc, I just can't play, Doc. I got that thing.
There's always back spasms for me. It's always back. They can't prove that. They can't. I'm telling you, my back is tight. Ain't no x-ray for that.
Start limping and walking slow. Yeah. Let's do that.
Ain't no x-ray for that.
Ice tub didn't work today, man. I don't know what to do.
Get on Market Street and start doing cartwheels.
Let me ask you, because we've had this theory here for weeks, and you're far more intimately aware of these types of things. If Aaron Turner, who is Jonathan Kuminga's agent, was Rich Paul or Jeff Schwartz or Bill Duffy or one of the big boys, do you think we're still here?
No. Yeah. Definitely not.
Yeah, that's tough, man. He has to fire his agent. Mm.
Because here's the thing. When
He can't. I thought maybe you wait. Now, like he has to do it right now.
Because Bill Duffy has so many clients that the Warriors will want to deal with and care about, and they do not want to piss Bill Duffy off, especially with Bill Duffy's ties, especially him, because he's got ties to the Bay Area. You're just going to get the deal done.
Right.
And he's probably not going to do what Rich Paul would do, but if it was Rich Paul, he's putting the screws to you right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to have leverage. We determined, Terry Rozier?
Yeah, Terry Rozier.
Terry Rozier is Turner's second biggest client. Hmm. And it's like, yeah, that's not going to do it. Like, you don't have to do business with him.
Yeah, like, I don't have to take your calls.
But you've got to do business with Rich. You can't burn Rich Paul.
No. Right.
You can't burn Jeff Schwartz. You can't burn those guys because they've got too many clients. He has too much business that you're going to need to do at a later date and time. You will never speak to Aaron Turner again when this deal is done. Mm-hmm. And they're perfectly fine with that. His second biggest client right now is Terry Rozier. What's he going to do? And it sucks. Like, you want to build your clients. This situation isn't going to help him. It's not going to help Aaron Turner. Like, right. This situation is actually going to make things worse for him.
Right.
And, like, it's tough, man. You build your clientele, do all that. Like, this is just making things worse. Jonathan Kuminga is not getting helped out of this. I'm sure they're close. It doesn't have to be nasty, but it's like, brother, I have got to get this situation dealt with. I'm running out of time. I'm signing with Rich.
You think that's something that can happen right now?
I can't think of why it couldn't.
Well, he hasn't signed his qualifying offer yet, so this is the perfect time to do it.
Yeah, I can't think of a reason why he wouldn't. I mean, the very grounds could be you haven't come to a resolution on this. I need to find someone who can, mm-hmm. and you move on from him. And it's, brother, I'm sorry. But
I'm trying to secure the bag and go where I want to go.
That's the game. Right. Yeah. That's the game.
That's what it is. And like you said, if he's – got his heart set on a destination or trying to go somewhere, that might be the only way you get there. Because as much as I think, well, number one, if they have the 2-year deal and they change some of the parameters on there, I think that's what he should do. As it's been currently reported with a team option and waiving the no-trade clause, that's a no-go. But if they allow him to keep the no-trade clause, I might even say both. Like, I need the no-trade clause and I need a player option. But if I had to meet them in the middle, I'd be like, you can keep the team option, but I got to have the no-trade clause. I might still sign with that deal. But outside of that, like, no, I'm not just doing what you guys want to do because you don't want me here. You want me as a trade chip. I want to play basketball. I want to have a bigger role. We kind of joke about, like, Kuminga, you know, not being able to fit in and do what they're telling him to do on the Warriors. It's literally because he says, I want more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want to do more. I'm more than just a pods level player, or at least I believe that. Give me the responsibility to be a primary scorer. Maybe I don't know how this goes. Maybe he's saying, give me the responsibility of being your primary two-way player. Give me the shot attempts and ask me to guard this guy. I don't know. Maybe that's what he wants too. But they're not going to give him that opportunity. And he said, all right, if you're not going to do that, I want to go somewhere where I can have that opportunity.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, of course it's fair. This thing has been building to this moment
for many years.
Yeah, I was going to say months, but you're probably right, it's years.
When I saw that Jonathan Kuminga was giving his feedback about how he was improperly utilized by Steve Kerr, I said, well, this is just not going to end well at all.
Mm.
You can't. And he felt that was his only way. And then there was like a little blip where Steve Kerr sort of changed how he was doing things, and Jonathan Kuminga got entered back into the lineup and was getting more minutes and was producing. And then that sort of changed again pretty fast. And so, yeah, as soon as I saw the Cold War between head coach and young player, which is a test, you know, a tale as old as time with Steve Kerr and young players, I was like, this is just not going to – the Steve timeline thing's not going to work.
Steve's quitting when Steph leaves, right?
Has to.
Like Steve doesn't want any part of this.
He's getting a lot of money to coach Steph Curry.
Right.
And Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Think this will be his only job, his last and only job?
I do.
Yeah, play golf.
Yeah, I don't.
Drink some brewskis. 5 o'clock shadow.
We wondered if he was going to make it to the second championship. Remember the back?
Mm-hmm.
Luke Walton, 24-0.
Luke and Mike Brown, too. Was that COVID or was that a back
issue? No, Mike Brown was.
That was COVID, I think.
No. I think that was a back thing.
Mm.
I think you're right. But Mike wasn't 24-0.
No, Mike got slapped around in his.
Yeah, Mike got his.
He came back and won the series, though. He came back and won the series.
Maybe that was COVID.
The only reason I remember that is because Mike had just signed with the Kings, and they got destroyed by the Grizzlies.
That's
and everybody's
right.
Like, this is the guy you hired. Ha, 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 ha.
You think Mike's a good coach?
Yeah, I do.
Too. Do you think he's going to do well in New York?
I think he'll do fine.
Man, anytime you start with a sound effect. Anytime you start with a sound effect, that's tough.
I just don't know that's the right coach team fit.
It's not that different than
Tibbs.
Thibodeau, is
what
it?
It's kind of like the Spider-Man meme. What are we really doing?
Do you think they had that group last year that went to the conference final? Do you think they had a problem with Tibbs?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. And I think a little bit. I think kind of mostly I think it was not just players, but everyone else was tired of Tibbs. What I heard was that if Tibbs was at the facility in the off season, every other staff member, even in August, July, the prime where we go on vacation or at least work remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else has to be in the building as well. Mm-hmm. And he would call and be like, are you in the building? I need to see you. And it's like, no, it's July 24th. What are you talking about? And many years over and over and over again where there's that level of hardo kind of a perspective. Just working way too hard, pushing players too hard, not really being flexible in your rotations and how you're treating your staff. I think that that wears on people. I don't think Mike Brown does that. And so
I don't think he does. Yeah, I don't think he does that at all.
I think that's the biggest difference is that I think his assistants will enjoy being with him because he sort of learned different things under the Warriors and Steve Kerr. Just like endearing yourself to your people that have to work for you.
I think he exercised a lot of that here for whatever reason. It seemed to have worn thin with some players. I don't know. I think there are. I think I used this line a long time ago before Mike was fired. Mike is a teacher. Mm-hmm. I genuinely believe that. Mike is a teacher. Teacher and coach aren't always necessarily the same thing. Mike teaches. I think those guys got tired of being taught.
Yeah,
I think they and I'm not saying they're so good they don't need to be taught. I think they got tired of the process of, and we know this because it was referenced repeatedly by different guys, but, and I know this used to happen with Jenny Busick when she was the coach of the Sacramento Monarchs. She would talk so much during practice and shoot around, you stopped feeling like you were practicing and you started feeling like you were at a lecture. Mm. And then you had to get moving again, and then coach would stop everything and you get talked to again. And I think, I don't remember if it was Malik or, but someone mentioned the shoot arounds. Yeah, it's really nice to come in, have the 45 minute shoot around. You get a workout in, you get a sweat in, and you go home and you're not standing around for 2 hours.
Right.
That was really telling.
Yeah.
That told me a lot.
No one likes meetings. Mm. You know, those types of jobs. Am I working or am I just in meetings all the time? I bet that's even more annoying when you play basketball for a living.
Mm.
I don't want to be in all these meetings. Let us hoop.
Especially when you got to stand up during the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, on the basketball court.
Well, think about how much you go through to get ready to be on the court. Like you're taped, you're stretched, you're warmed up, you're doing all these things, you're going through all of these, you know, drills and all right, guys, here we go. We're ready to practice. And then you're talked to for 25 minutes.
Now you're cold.
Then you lost everything.
Yep.
Right. Or worse, you're getting the run and now you're sweating, then you're stopped again. And it stopped for 30 seconds. No, it stopped for 5 to 10 minutes. Mm. And that then once that runs, then isn't just getting cold. Fatigue starts to set in.
Right. Yep. And injuries. There's like a more prevalence of injuries when you're doing that.
And more than anything else, I felt like that stuff started to run thin, which I hope Mike, because we asked or we said and wondered, like, after Beam Team 1, after that playoff year, Mike might have to adjust the way he coaches a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence that that happened in year 2. Obviously, it did not happen going into year 3. And
it got progressively worse.
I don't know if it got worse, but I don't think it changed.
I mean, in terms of like how the team looked on the floor,
it got progressively worse.
From elite offense and mid to bottom tier defense to like, the offense is okay, defense is a little better, to like, the offense looks really bad, and like, I don't know that the defense is really making up for how bad the offense is.
Well, then on the flip side, all right, Beatrice is here today, too, so she gets to see it. On the flip side of it all, there's an element of, all right, I understand how you guys feel that way. What the hell have you done in this league to say, I want to stop this? None of you have won anything in this league. You finally got a little taste of success when this guy came through and put his system into play, and now you're all big and bad and you got a problem. What's going on? No, you have not.
Yeah.
Achieved enough to have that type of cachet.
Perfectly fair. Yeah, so. Perfectly fair. And I think we...
Little column A, little column B.
Probably. Yeah, probably. We'll come back. It's the Raiders and the 49ers this weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk a little bit about the Raiders. We'll talk a little bit about the 49ers. We'll talk to Chris Biederman to close out the show coming up at about 3:15. That's all ahead. You good?
Yeah, I was doing the Ace Bailey agent. Because Raiders, Niners, I got to do the Ace Bailey agent.
Okay. Well, tune in for the visual bits over at YouTube.com.
They didn't know what's
also
going on.
Also, Kenny doesn't look well when he does that. So
this is like, is it okay? Is he about to throw up? I think Morgan looked like that yesterday.
Oh, God. Poor Morgan. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, we're back in here. This is Rick with us. You also see that Kenny takes his time coming back from commercial breaks, which is why it's okay we're talking about the famous sandwich clip. So we're going to, if you got the sandwich clip, tag TK in it so she can see it. Our man Chris Biederman does great work over at the Sacramento Bee. He's going to be with us coming up. In about 30 minutes, we'll talk some 49ers football. Of course, it's the 49ers and the Raiders coming up this weekend. Preseason game number 2, which is now the penultimate preseason game, as we've gone from 4 to 3. And I think we've learned most of the starters are going to play for the San Francisco 49ers this weekend. I believe most of the starters are going to play for the Raiders, as we saw Geno Smith and a lot of the first team offense out there during week number 1. TK, what do you think the biggest storyline is for the San Francisco 49ers headed into this season?
I think how good and dynamic this offense can be. I think there's obviously you have two different storylines on different sides of the ball, and I think there's a lot of reluctance to say that Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, especially with Brandon Ayuk being out until probably week 12, despite what Kyle has to say.
Kyle Bogan.
But I really do believe in Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, and I think a healthy Christian McCaffrey. We're just forgetting how electric he can be, and he can be a bell cow when healthy, and of course George Kittle. And then on the other flip side, remember what this defense looked like when Robert Saleh was the defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. and the blitz packages that he dialed up, and how hard everybody played on defense, and the upside that the San Francisco 49ers team had, which is Super Bowl aspirations. So if Brock Purdy can do everything that he does under Kyle Shanahan and everybody stays healthy, I think that Ricky Purcell and Juwan Jennings can step in and do even more, or at least like impress compared to what we saw with Debo and Brandon.
Did you hear what Kyle Shanahan had to say the other day about, you know, it's a young team, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're going to try to get better as the season goes along, get into the playoffs and see what happens there. There's been people who, like, I love what he said, some people who weren't, you know, happy with that. I thought it made perfect sense. I think it's the exact right approach to have, because we were talking yesterday, and on the surface, with some of their legendary players, they're all pro players. It feels like they're kind of older and they've been there for a while. But when you really look into it, there's only a little bit more than a handful of guys. They got a lot of young guys, a lot of draft picks, and especially on that defensive end. And I said, I like that outlook and that approach of, like, we want to make sure, because we have these young guys, we're not the same team in week 13 that we are in week one, and mean that in a positive way. And it kind of reminded me of how the Rams went about things the last year, at least, with their young guys and how they got better as the season went along.
Oh, I agree with that. Like, I don't think anyone thought much of Puka his rookie year. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, like, Puka Nacua's pushing Cooper Kupp out the door, you know? And I don't think anyone thought much, except if you were watching a lot of, like, Kyren Williams tape. But we were, like, all on the Cam Akers train.
Jared Verse. He snuck up on me last year. I was like, yo, this dude's the truth.
For sure. And if you look at Matthew Stafford and his litany of injuries that he's had over time, and you're the San Francisco 49ers organization, you say, things are kind of wide open. I don't believe in the Cardinals. I think the Rams are one Matthew Stafford neck tweak away from just being hot garbage. And that opens things up for us, even if our defense is really good and it takes us a little bit of time for our offense to click, which I think when you have Christian McCaffrey, you just give the ball to him. Just give him the ball early and often in a bunch of different ways. And you saw Pearsall last year at the last four games of the year. It was absolutely electric.
Yeah, he's got to stay healthy. We talked about this yesterday, though. At the end of the day, when you're just talking about, look, you got to be a playoff team, Brock Purdy's got to find a way to get him there. Like, Brock Purdy, with the price tag that he has now and the talent level that I believe he has, a lot of people does, not everybody thinks he's on that level, but that's whatever. You got to make the playoffs. It's just as simple as that. Like, another 6-11 season or whatever.
Oh, you definitely have to, like, make the playoffs.
You got to make the playoffs. Does that mean wild card or winning the division? I'm not really tripping either way. But you're paying this guy $50 million a year. You got to be in the postseason. That's just the nature of the beast.
And that's it. To me, that you talk about stories heading into this season, that's the story for me. Is Brock Purdy in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Everything changes. We had that conversation earlier about, you don't just get paid to play the game, you get paid to deal with the scrutiny. He got paid to play the game the first couple of years. Now he's getting paid for the scrutiny. And the funny part about that descriptor, the funny part about that analogy, TK, is the more you get paid, the greater the scrutiny is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
The microscope that's on Brock Purdy now is a whole lot different than it was last year and the year before and so on and so forth. Like, he is now measured against the big boys because that's what his contract is. There's no more speculation about what he's worth. There's no more speculation about what do the 49ers do. They've decided. They've established both. It is done. He is their quarterback. He is their quarterback of the future. The Trey Lance stuff is behind them. The Jimmy Garoppolo stuff is behind them. All of that stuff is behind them now. They have their quarterback, and he has to live up to it.
100%, because it's one thing when you are living on an air mattress and you've got roommates and you're, you know, making $600,000 a year. When you're making $50 million, everything is different. How the roster can be constructed is different. And that's why when you're building a team, you kind of need to win before that big contract for your quarterback sets in. Hmm. Everything is a lot more difficult there. And that's why you saw the Commanders go as far as they did. It's because you were able to develop a roster around Jaden Daniels, and he popped right away. Yeah. You have to pop right away. And we saw the Niners go to the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy on his rookie deal. And now he needs to excel and get to a higher level to really like justify paying him that much money because of how many pieces you have to sacrifice off your board now that you have to pay him that much.
You had some good questions that we never got to, I think about a week ago. But it was about the pressure and who has more pressure on them, Brock Purdy or Kyle Shanahan.
Ooh.
And I think it's Kyle Shanahan. I think Kyle Shanahan has to make the playoffs this year. And if he doesn't, you know, this ain't a personal thing because I'm not TC here. But if he doesn't make the playoffs this year, the seat is officially hot. And he's on notice going into that next season. I don't think he gets fired in the offseason. But it's like it's one of those things like we talk about Mike McDaniels. Like, all right, you're starting the season, but – you better talk about the following season. You're starting the season, but you better start off hot, else you might be first coach fired. I think there is as much pressure on Kyle Shanahan as there is anybody in that organization to get this team back to the postseason this year.
As long as everybody's healthy, I 100% agree. If you have devastating injuries to key players, I think he'll get a pass.
I think last year was his pass. For something like that.
He generally doesn't get two passes in a row. Mm. Right? Like, he's gotten passes through injuries. He had the famous week two MetLife year.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, all of that. But get two in a row is a little bit tough.
You have to follow up a dismal, abysmal season with a season that you overperform expectations.
Right.
So, to me, it's kind of like you have to win the division.
Mm.
I don't think wild card. Not to say that you're gonna get fired. Otherwise, mm-hmm. that the seat cools down, where like the intensity of the scrutiny is off you.
A 10-win wild card, though. A 10-win wild card should be respectable enough.
I don't think any of that matters. I think he's got to succeed in the playoffs.
Mm.
I think Kyle's in a really okay. So to take the hot seat situation off, I think he has to advance probably as far as the NFC championship in the playoffs.
Oh, that's unfair.
I don't make the rules.
And I don't think Jeb would look at him that way.
I think that takes hot seat. Like, he's out of that if he's in the NFC championship.
For sure. No, you're
but
right.
But I think he's measured against his own success.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, I don't think the question is Kyle Shanahan a good coach? I don't even think the question is Kyle Shanahan one of the best coaches in the league? There's only one question that Kyle has to answer, and it's, can he win the Super Bowl? Fans are going to talk about Kyle to death and until he wins one. That's going to be the conversation. That might not necessarily be the conversation with Jed, but I think the true measurement of Kyle Shanahan doesn't come till the playoffs.
Let me ask both of you guys this, and I'll explain Mike McDaniels here. I think Mike McDaniels, I believe he's not the guy, right? But if you're going to bring him back this year, if you're the Dolphins, he is starting the season on the hot seat, where if we start off 3-6, you might not even get that many games. But if you start off 3-6, you are gone during the season. You've come into the season on the hot seat. Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers make it as a wild card and lose in the first round. Is he in that same boat as I have Mike McDaniels? The following season.
They lose in the first round?
Mm-hmm. They lose wild card weekend. I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't think so. I think he'll get that same – this will be a different type of pass, but the same pass that McVay got when they lost wild card weekend to the Lions. And they'll be like, okay, we were at 6-whatever the year before. You got us back into the postseason. Let's see if you can build on that. I think that's how Kyle Shanahan will be viewed by the – 49, Jed York and the 49ers organization.
Would two wild card round losses in a row?
Yeah, if you lose to that point, yeah, if you go home in the first weekend 2 years in a row, you're entering that next season on the hot seat.
I think the tough part for Kyle is we know, job title or not, he's kind of the final decision maker. The buck doesn't stop with John Lynch, no pun intended. It stops with Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. And John may bring, you know, they may collaborate on ideas, but I feel like Kyle is, at the very least, he's very, very involved in what his roster is. Right. So the idea that the roster isn't good enough, or like these different, you know, conversations that you often have about teams, that's not going to work with this one. Right. It's not going to work with Kyle because, like, this is your roster. Mm. And financial restraints might have put you in a certain position, but still, this is your roster, and we all know that you signed off on a lot of this. So finding excuses for him is going to be difficult should those losses start to mount.
But what is the alternative to Kyle Shanahan?
It's always the question.
That's better.
It's always the question.
And Kyle Shanahan, I think every like fan that's not a fan of the 49ers, and probably a lot of fans of the 49ers, we'll say that Kyle Shanahan's a top five NFL head coach.
I believe so. Yeah, I mean, I think we're covering for our girl here. It's like I can't pretend like everyone doesn't hear that. But, yeah, no, we got you. She's allergic to the dog.
I turned off the mic. But so if you're going to fire a top five head coach,
mm-hmm.
what is the next thing you do? Because it can always be worse.
I'm with you.
I agree.
I'm with you. I'm completely with you. Because we say that all of the time. You going to fire? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what?
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. That's why I think.
Hey, what was TC's? No, TC had a legendary one.
Well,
it was crazy.
He got a couple. He said Robert Saleh's the real leader of men.
Yeah, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
Was it Rex Ryan?
That's the one. That was the one. This man, he's our guy. He hates Kyle Shanahan. It's fine. What do you want? What do you want? I want Rex Ryan.
Wow. I don't.
My boy was bugging on that one. My boy was bugging.
Was that good? Rex Ryan wouldn't be talking about football. He'd be coaching football.
Agreed.
Kyle Shanahan would be unemployed for he wouldn't. He would be. It'd be like, oh, we have decided to mutually part ways.
Yeah, someone would get fired.
Kyle Shanahan is now the head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Someone would get fired so they could hire Kyle Shanahan.
1,000%. Someone probably pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
I'm 100% with you. I'm just kind of reading the tea leaves and seeing how these things go. I don't think that's how it should go. Like, if he doesn't make it, he should be on the hot seat. I don't want to say gets carte blanche to do whatever, but. I'm not anywhere close to saying he should be. I think he should be on the hot seat. I think he's perfectly fine. But I do think there is pressure on him to, at the very least, get to the playoffs this year.
This team has been very successful when healthy. Very. I don't remember really very many years, maybe 2018, when this team was healthy and not good.
They weren't even healthy. What's his name? Ripped his knee up in the third game of the season. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep. So if this team, that's the only real litmus test to me, is if this team's fully healthy, and they're already not going to be because Brandon Ayuk's out till God knows when, and he was your wide receiver one then you traded Debo. So what do you really have? Juwan Jennings was stashed on the bench, waiver wire guy. Nobody was talking about Juwan Jennings last offseason. And then he came in and looked great. Ricky Pearsall, awesome. He just got shot 12 months ago.
Yeah.
The expectations for Kyle Shanahan in this Niners organization, given everything, the declining production on the defense, the offensive line getting older as well. I just think it's kind of insane.
Talk about pressure. Nick Bosa needs to not suck.
Yep.
This is a big time season for him. I'd be willing to trade him if he has the same type of season.
I would have been willing to trade him this year if Myles Garrett wasn't bluffing.
I'd trade him. I don't even need Myles Garrett back.
Mm.
I'm not saying
I thought that might have been real. So I was like, do it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Micah.
Turns out it was fake.
Micah. I take Mike over.
And Dallas might do that too.
Over Nick?
Yeah. They really don't like Micah Parsons. Really don't like him.
How do you think that plays out?
No, they'll pay him like they always do, way too late for way too much money.
I think he'll be there week one.
That's the Jerry Jones playbook. Don't do a deal, don't do a deal. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we overpaid a lot for Micah Parsons. Great. It's happened pretty much every time.
Yeah, Micah's pretty nasty, though.
Micah's amazing.
Like, he's not Dak. Like,
but you should pay Micah as early as you can.
Oh, fat. Yeah,
so
yeah. Yeah, they've already messed up. Like, they've put themselves in a terrible, terrible position. But all of the point was Nick is tracking towards Joey.
Yes.
He has to be better.
And I'll even say this about Nick. Push back a little bit. Not Joey. He had an
tracking towards.
His year was cool, but that's not what you signed for. You didn't sign for cool money. You signed to be a DPOY.
You signed to be Myles Garrett. Yeah,
type of caliber player every single year. And last year wasn't good enough. And the year before, quite frankly, wasn't good enough either. They were just able to work through that do all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. That was your holdout summer and all that other stuff. And you came in and you were just cool. Like, you were above average. They didn't sign you to be above average. They signed you and gave you that contract to be a game changer. And he hasn't been a game changer for 2 years now.
We'll talk more about the San Francisco 49ers with our man Chris Biederman when he joins us coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. That's the 49ers. Very different football team on the other sideline tomorrow. What's the biggest storyline for the Raiders headed into this upcoming season?
Competence. Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, the new GM. I'm sorry, his name is escaping me. I can't remember. Bring a level of stability and competence to this organization.
Brady's guy.
I think, and you could even say Brady. Can Brady help bring a level of stability and competence to this organization and get to the point where, like I said, the best case scenario I believe for them is 2 weeks left into the season, or excuse me, 2 weeks left in the season. We're watching one of those graphics and the Raiders are in the hunt. They're in the hunt. It might be a little bit of a long shot, but you know, they've been respectable throughout the year. They've had some good wins, and they're in the hunt for a playoff spot. That would be a realistic, successful season for me if I was Pete Carroll and all those guys. Because you got to build, man. You got to build. I don't expect you to go from 4 or 5 wins to now you're contending for the division. That's asking a lot. They still got a lot of holes on that roster. And I think a lot of this year is about Pete Carroll establishing a new identity for that organization. So that's what I'm looking out for them.
New identity. I'm more worried about competence. Yes, competence on particular parts of the field. Competence on the offensive line, competence on the defensive line.
Trenches.
I like Geno Smith. I like Geno Smith. I love his story. I don't like Geno Smith, and I don't love Geno Smith for the Raiders. I just didn't think that's what they needed right now. I thought they should have been more aggressive in finding, and maybe in we talked about this a lot at draft time. Casey, I think you were the first one to brought it. Maybe they just don't see it. Mm. Not with Geno, with the draft class, with the field that was available. Maybe they just didn't see it, and they thought, we know what direction we're going. Maybe this is the way to establish that competence that Kenny was just talking about. Have a pro like Geno coming off the last couple of years that he's had. Have a pro like Pete Carroll, who has the career that he had. Love Pete Carroll. Same thing. This is my running theme with the Raiders. Love Pete Carroll. Tremendous amount of respect for his career. Don't love Pete Carroll for the Raiders. Because we all know, as great as Pete is, as lively as Pete is, this is a temporary hire. Pete's the oldest coach in the league. I don't think it's close. And it's like, okay, it doesn't feel like you're, you know, to a guy, I feel like a Kings fan right now. It doesn't feel like you're building for your future. I'm not exactly sure what you're doing right now.
It feels like a bridge. Everything feels like a bridge. The quarterback's a bridge quarterback, and the head coach is a bridge head coach, and they have a relationship and success together. Mm-hmm. And so it was almost like a package deal, in my opinion. And then you've got a brand new running back who probably could be a top five running back in the league in terms of production, if the offensive line is any good at all. To me, it's like, how good is this offensive line going to be? How much can they protect Geno? Because if they can't protect Geno and you can't run the damn ball, then you are so cooked, so cooked. Because Max Crosby and them boys are only going to be able to do so much for you.
And that's, you talk about, don't fail at running the ball after what you did at the draft. And that's where the concern.
Because you reached.
That's it. Well, yeah. Anytime you take a running back that high, they're going to call it a reach no matter how great the player is.
For sure.
But you've asked, you've asked this player to be great.
Day one.
When you need, and you need, he needs help to be great.
Right.
Because if your offensive line is bad and he's great, that means he's otherworldly and probably generational.
Yeah, and I
like he's Barry Sanders.
And I don't want to get into my like Colin Cowherd analogy book, but you know what I mean? But like you're getting the sexy like parts of your wardrobe that you don't need. What you need are, you don't need Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty. What you need are some Alabama offensive linemen. That's what you need. You need Michigan offensive linemen. And then you can start filling out your roster with guys who are like flashy and not expendable, but those are like luxury pieces. Brock Bowers and Ashton Jeanty aren't going to do anything if you don't have an offensive line.
Yeah.
And your quarterback, Geno Smith, is going to go down in week five, and now you've got the Aiden O'Connell show again.
Well, Brock might. Brock is kind of nasty.
Like
Maybe he might catch a pass. It might only be a yard or two from the line of scrimmage, but he'll turn it into something.
The one thing I'll say, and both of you guys are spot on with hiring Pete Carroll and all this other stuff, is maybe Pete has a guy that's ready to carry on the legacy on that staff. So when Pete moves on in 3 years or something like that, he's like, I'm handing over the reins to, you know, whoever this understudy is that's, you know, been on my staff for a little bit, followed the way I've gone about things, and, you know, I want him to take over the reins. If they're like, I'm retiring and I'm giving Chip Kelly the reins, you're in trouble.
Well, you're correct.
You're in trouble.
You're correct, but that's not the plan that we know of right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the plan.
I don't think it is either.
Pete is going to try to coach for 10 years.
I believe that to be true, but Chip, I think Chip might have an effect on the team. I think Chip might have a positive effect.
Absolutely.
Not as the head coach.
As the coordinator.
I'm out on Chip.
I understand. You're a bruised 49ers fan.
Well, he's a Michigan fan.
Oh, he beat his ass when we played him. I actually liked Chip.
What did you guys
game.
Do that year that should have gotten you fined and suspended?
Nothing. Just played Chip Kelly.
No, I'm talking about Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator of Ohio State.
Yeah, we locked his ass up and won the game
okay, but like, all right.
They scored what? They scored 11 points, 13
they
points?
They did.
Locked that up.
It was pretty much the
what
only
did you do
team.
That year to cheat?
We didn't do anything to cheat. We went in there and we just smacked them in the mouth.
Do you teach your children about supporting cheaters? Do you?
I don't support cheaters. I think they've been falsely accused.
Since we're here, Chris is going to join us in a minute. I'd love to hear Chris Biederman's thoughts on the Michigan sanctions that came out today.
I'm surprised Kenny's not dancing in the street for the national championship not getting vacated.
Well, it shouldn't be vacated when people are out here buying national championships with tattoos.
Nobody bought it with tattoos. They bought it with money. That's legal now. You're allowed to buy national championships. And the great thing is, Chris Biederman, an Ohio State graduate, is here representing Ohio State against a Michigan Wolverines fan.
Ohio.
What's funny, Ohio. I was in school while all that tattoo gate stuff was happening, and my buddies... one of them, Zach Meisel, he covers the Cleveland Indians for The Athletic right now. He went on ESPN to talk about it. But it was all going on while I was there, man. So, I mean, really how I look at it, Ohio State's trendsetters. Well, the whole NIL thing is that's what it is.
Wait a minute. Is that how we're – oh, I'll tell you. See, you got to watch those guys, man.
You guys are cheaters.
You got to watch those guys.
You're cheaters. We're going to come back. We'll talk more about this preseason game with the San Francisco 49ers and the Las Vegas Raiders with our man Chris Biederman, who covers everything Sacramento for the Sacramento Bee, but does a great job covering the San Francisco 49ers for Candlestick Chronicles as well. So that's ahead. We'll go commercial-free till the top of the hour. It's D'Lo Casey, Trista Crick in studio. Chris Biederman joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and Casey on the home for Sacramento Sports Talk, ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.